James Beard Award winner Kevin Pang and his father Jeffrey have come out with a very interesting book. They're the hosts of America's Test Kitchen's hit YouTube series, Hunger Pangs. And Kevin used to write for the Chicago Tribune. He was on the radio with us frequently. Kevin, good morning. Good to be talking to you again.
Hey, Bob, it's so great to talk to you again. It's been way too long.
It has. And looking at this book, it looks pretty cool. A very Chinese cookbook, 100 recipes from China and not China, and then in parentheses, but still really Chinese. Before we get to that, America's Test Kitchen, what do they do and what do you do with them?
Yeah. Well, since I left the Tribune where I was once I covered the restaurant scene, I now work at America's Test Kitchen. You can mostly see us on PBS on the weekends. We've got a couple of cooking shows, but we also publish two magazines, Cooks Illustrated and Cooks Country, and then a number of cookbooks as well. And I happen to have one that just came out yesterday called A Very Chinese Cookbook, and it's a it's a cookbook that I work with my dad for the last year and a half. And if you never cooked Chinese food before, this is the book for you. It's meant to be really accessible. And the one thing that's different about our company is that we test our recipes over and over and over again. On average, I'm not sure if you know this, Bob, but every one of our recipes costs, on average, $11,000 just to develop. So by the time you get to it, by the time we publish it, it's bulletproof. You're going to look like $1 million if you cook through it. So we're really proud of our recipes.
So whatever this book costs, it's a bargain. That's what you're saying. And
yes.
And as I understand, the genesis of this cookbook was a 2016 essay you wrote in the New York Times Magazine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a really crazy story. The 45-second version of it is that my dad and I never really got along. He grew up in China. I grew up in America. And, a lot of cultures clashing. And then one day, about 10 years ago, I discovered that he had a secret YouTube channel that he was making his Chinese cooking videos. And in the days and months that he was making these videos, he had more than 1 million views, which I was completely shocked by. Huh. And it turns out he was making these videos because he wanted these recipes around, these childhood recipes of ours, for when they're not around, and one day, and he wants me and my sister to be able to cook these recipes. We'll have these recipes on hand. And so many years later, it has turned into this cookbook. So it's really been an incredible journey.
Now, if you go to a good Chinese restaurant, are these the recipes that they would use?
I would absolutely think so. And here's the thing. Like, I think a lot of Americans who get Chinese, they like to get takeout, which is perfectly delicious. But the thing is that you lose a lot of that texture. And so when you make fresh Chinese food at home, I mean, it hasn't been sitting inside like a cardboard box or a styrofoam container. It is way more delicious. So I think this is actually even better than takeout, if I can be so bold.
Yeah. At first, I was disappointed with the book because I thought there'd be some phone numbers in there for Chinese restaurants that I could call. But
Bob, you can call me. I can come over to your house anytime. I'm happy to cook for you, man.
Oh, don't offer that because I'll take you up on it. What is Chinese food like in China? How different is it from what we get here? And I assume what you've got in the book, these recipes, that will be more like the authentic Chinese food.
Yeah, think of China gastronomically the way you think of Europe. It's really not a country, it's more a continent. So the food I grew up eating in Hong Kong, which is, on the southern part of China, is completely different from the Chinese food you find in Beijing, and it's completely different from the style of food that you find in Shanghai. And, moreover, there is Chinese Indian food, there's Chinese Peruvian food, and then there's Chinese American food, which we're all used to. General Tso's chicken, mushu pork, that sort of thing. So it's really, look at Chinese food as, it's not a monolith. It really spans, it's really a big umbrella. So there's no like pithy way of thinking of it as like one specific thing.
My favorite, of course, everybody's favorite, egg rolls and dumplings. And I need to know what the secret to a good egg roll is. And also, don't you have to be an artist to make these authentic dumplings?
No, actually, we try to make it as easy for you. We come up with this kind of cheeky, tongue-in-cheek thing called the Master Dumpling System. And it's this, basically, we teach you how to make a dough. We teach you how to make three different fillings. We teach you four different folds from very easy to very hard. So, you know, even if you've never folded a dumpling before, Bob, if you and I sat next to each other and I can teach you in 15 minutes, seriously. Or you can get this book as well, too, A Very Chinese Cookbook, and that will teach you step by step with lots of photos. So even a complete neophyte can learn how to fold a dumpling, I'm absolutely sure.
What do I need to know about egg rolls?
Egg rolls. Well, first of all, my favorite, single favorite egg roll in the world is right here in Chicago. There's a place called Chef's Special Cocktail Bar in Bucktown, and it has my absolute favorite egg roll. So I actually tried to replicate their egg roll, their recipe, in this book, and I think I did a really, really, really good job. But the secret, Bob, is you add a little bit of pork fat into it, and it's just going to make it juicier. I mean, really, add pork fat to anything, it's going to make it absolutely better, right?
Wait, I have to try that. Did you say Chef's Special Cocktail Bar?
You got it. Chef's Special Cocktail Bar in Bucktown. Look it up. It is my favorite egg rolls in the world.
Do they use peanut sauce?
They don't. I mean, it's really funny enough, like everyone who knew I was from Chicago and I was developing this cookbook, they said, is there peanut butter in there?
Right, that's a Chicago thing.
No, there's not. Yeah. It is very much a Chicago thing. This one doesn't, though.
And a lot of the attraction of this food, the sauces, and you get into that in the book, too, don't you?
Yeah. We even teach how to make a chili oil, which honestly, I'm telling you, it is one of the best gifts you can give to someone. You know, it's like, rather than give people like a Yankee candle or something boring like that, make homemade chili oil. They will put it on everything, scrambled eggs, green beans. You can put it on a sandwich, put it on a steak if you want to. So we've got a recipe to make homemade chili oil in the book.
And I told my wife last night, we were going through the book, and I said, make this recipe for sticky rice, because we love sticky rice. And, you know, she's got the Savvy Planet website and her Havana Girl Instagram.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
always cooking, and, you know, she puts this great food in front of me, and then I can't eat it because she's still taking pictures or videos. But we're going
to
try that
Welcome
sticky
to my world,
rice.
Bob.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, it's a great book. Congratulations. A Very Chinese Cookbook, 100 Recipes from China and Not China. And there are all kinds of shopping guides in there. If you go to Chinatown, this book will help you out with that. And what else can I tell you? Oh, you'll be in Evanston tonight with Rick Bayless, right?
I know, Chef Rick Bayless. We are doing our book launch events at Nichols Concert Hall. And if you go to bookendsandbeginnings.com, that's the great indie bookstore in Evanston, you can get tickets. But me and Rick Bayless tonight, 6 o'clock, Nichols Concert Hall, bookendsandbeginnings.com.
Any egg rolls or pot stickers available there?
Oh, man. You know what? Afterward, we'll have a party. Rick and I will take everyone to Chef Special. We'll eat there. Oh, you can join in too, Bob.
I may show up. All right. All sorts of tips, techniques, stories, A Very Chinese Cookbook with Kevin Pang and Jeffrey Pang. Great talking to you again. Hope to see you down the road, Kev.
Nice talking to you, Bob.
Take care.